I'm just glad. I just loved watching him play, and my kids are now at the age, you know, where they can really watch it with me, and I can take them to a few games, and I really thought they'd never get the chance to see him, you know, and I know he's not going to be quite the same as he was, but still, I think it's great for the league.
Brick, can you take us back to when you first had a conversation with Michael and he first hinted that this may be in the works?
I didn't get it from Michael. No, Michael didn't tell me this. This was an inside source who was just a great source, and I'd heard it three other ways from different sources, so I went with it. And then, I just always knew that he was coming back, and people didn't think it was going to happen, but I always did.
Any idea when we're going to hear from Michael Jordan officially on this? So they say sometime in the next 10 days.
Well, usually Jordan and Falk work pretty quick once it starts going all over the country, and he doesn't like to be bugged too much, so I would think within 3 days, but what do I know?
So you're looking at this more like a sports fan. You sound like a guy who's just genuinely thrilled to see Michael Jordan back on the floor. There's no downside for Michael in your opinion here?
Well, for Michael, sure, but what do I care? I get to go watch him. My kids get to watch him. I mean, I think Michael could look bad, but I don't think he'd do it if he thought he would look bad. But I don't think he's going to be – I don't think he'll be one of the top five players in the league, but I'll bet he'd be in the top 20.
What about an all-star? Is he an all-star player right now when he comes back?
No, but he'll get voted in.
By guys like you and me?
Exactly. Hey, we voted Magic in when he was, you know, had missed the whole first half of that year. So, hey, the All-Star game is about entertainment. You got to see Michael Jordan at it.
What about for this as a message to athletes all over the place, that it's okay to just come back whenever after you've retired for a while? Are we going to see guys coming back who've been gone for longer periods of time than Michael's been out of it?
You know, I've always thought, you know, we place too much interest in what sports writers, radio talk show hosts, and ESPN anchors think. I mean, I think if a guy wants to come back, then screw it. Let him come back. You know, everyone said, oh, Michael Jordan's going to sully his reputation. Michael Jordan is somehow ruining the ending. Well, it's Michael Jordan's life to do what he wants with. And I don't care if he comes back and he looks like Billy Paltz. He's still going to have one of the greatest careers ever in the history of sports. And you can't take that away no matter what sports writers or anchors say.
This just in, by the way, Billy Paltz is coming back as well. He's going to join Washington Wizards with Michael
the
Jordan.
The Whopper and Joel Kramer.
And you get Barkley on. That's a heck of a front court right there, Barkley and Billy Paltz. What you said, your big interest here is so your children can see Michael Jordan, but they're sort of getting a discounted Michael Jordan, aren't they, with a gimpy knee and in a Washington Wizards uniform?
I guess, but I still think there'll be flashes of it. I mean, you got to see him. It's got to be just to see him in a uniform. I think it'd be great. I don't really see the downside you're seeing. I mean, to me, he can come back and do what he wants. It's his life. He gave us everything we wanted. And now I think he's maybe getting a little for himself.
Have you started writing your next Michael Jordan column yet in your head?
I was going to write all the quotes of him denying it and just leave me out of it. But I guess 99.9% was... he was coming back, not he wasn't.